Yeah.
Pretty devastated. I was in the ninth ward, and both the upper ninth and lower ninth, and even around where the barge was. And what you saw all the time was photo albums on the ground, and the most prized albums. And it was obvious that it was the first thing people grabbed, and the last thing they dropped. I kind of lied to myself and said that they dropped it as they were swimming to safety. Because I think they dropped them when they died. I think they dropped them when they drowned.
It was really disgusting because you didn't know what no one was there. People acting crazy, they stepping on you. Still in the convention center about a week. We had to deal with people stealing. They had a stampede, like they were shooting in the next block, and everyone running.
Oh God, yeah.
Stepping on you because we had to sit outside and wait for the buses. The buses come. Everybody running to the buses, so the bus drivers were scared, so they end up leaving. And they told us we had to wait for the Coast Guard, you know, to make everybody get in line or whatever. Coast Guard never came. The buses never came back. So it's like we were just stuck. We had to sleep on the ground with the children.
Deal with a dead body that floated and got caught in my fence for 3 days. He was just there and was stinking. And I couldn't get him. I didn't want to touch him because it was full of germs. I didn't have nothing to work with, gloves or nothing like that, you know. I had a stick, I tried to push him off, but he was hooked in there, you know. And, they had one other guy that really kind of, you know, made me depressed. Yeah. When I was rowing the boat, pedal hooked up on it, and he come from underneath the water. He was about 500 pounds. I felt him, you know. I said, oh my God.
And my son came up from this way on a mountain bike from over there on Jackson and Britannia, and said, Dad, you know, you've got to get out, like now. The 17th Street Canal wall broke. And, of course, you know, I said, that's so far away. It would take the water forever to get way over here. You know, that's way over there by the lake, son. You know, and he said, no, Dad, you're very wrong, you know. And I don't remember how, whether we met eyes or what, but we began to walk down Napoleon, and he had been homeless for 2 years. It's just another day to this guy, you know? He's not in shock. He's the only one who didn't have that look on his face of like, impending danger, you know? And it's like, he was very streetwise. wasn't like the regular wino homeless guy. He was articulate, and he was wise, and he was a nice guy. And he was so proud of his daughter, who was in the Air Force, and he kept telling me that. And he told me he had messed up some kind of way. I didn't ask him how he became homeless.
Oh, God, yeah.
It was fucked up, because they could have helped them people way more than they did, you know what I'm saying? Bib is walking around, no diapers, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers shitting in the corners, all that kind of shit. You got motherfuckers out of jail raping children in there, you dig? I mean, it could have went way better than what it did, you know what I'm saying? But really and truly, you can't blame nobody but the people. And around this time right now, you go to jail, you might as well count yourself out, daddy, because you're going to get lost. I mean, they ain't got no kind of way of keeping records on your dog ass. And I always felt like fuck the police, so I can't comment on that. Fuck them. Don't ask me about Houston. Fuck you. I mean, you see the fucking problems we cause down here in New Orleans. You know what I'm saying? So, what makes you think we gonna go somewhere else and act civilized? When we got out there, motherfucker wouldn't even sell us a nickel bag of weed. I'm like, we got green money, you know what I'm saying? Don't ask me about you, then fuck you.
Yeah. I was from pillar to post, honey.